Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 9. Coming up, NSWMA gets three more garbage compactors, more taxpayers using TAJ's online system, and Administrator General's Department to complete trust and estate management system by year end. The details after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has received another set of garbage compactors. Three trucks were handed over to the agency this morning and are among a total 28 units to be procured during this financial year. The trucks were commissioned into service by Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, who says his ministry will be looking to source funds for even more trucks in the next financial year.
This government will do everything in its power, and I'm giving the country the assurance that between now and the end of the next financial year, we are going to be making arrangements to find the funds to purchase an additional 15 trucks to come in to the stock for the National Solid Waste Management Authority.
The commissioning brings to 9 the total number of trucks received since the start of 2017. The trucks, valued at just over $20 million each, will be sent to Southern Parks and Markets in St. Elizabeth, Northeastern Parks and Markets in Portland, and the Metropolitan Parks and Markets to serve Portmore, St. Catherine. Executive Director of the NSWMA, Audley Gordon, says four more trucks will be handed over before the end of the month. In the meantime, Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie is commending the residents of St. Elizabeth for their increased property tax compliance since the start of the year. The ministry is on an all-island sensitization campaign to improve property tax collection. Minister McKenzie says he expects more compliance before the end of this year.
We are seeing an increase in the number of persons that have been paying property taxes in comparison to last year. So we're expecting that we're going to see significant improvement in the property tax collection in the parish.
The Local Government and Community Development Minister adds that the administration will live up to its commitment to improve garbage collection and other services island-wide and is urging residents to continue doing their part. Tax Administration Jamaica is reporting a major increase in the number of taxpayers utilizing its Revenue Administration Information System, RAISE, online platform to file their tax returns. In a recent press release, TAJ outlined that data for the 2016-17 fiscal year showed a 25% increase in online payments for general consumption tax, a 54% jump in company income tax, a 40% increase in individual income tax, a 25% increase for guest accommodation room tax, and a 48% increase for special consumption tax. The increase has been attributed to several factors, including the full implementation of RAISE, intensified education and outreach programs, as well as mandating specific categories of taxpayers to file online. Additionally, during the 2016-17 financial year, several tax offices were outfitted with an e-tax spot, a dedicated area allowing taxpayers to file online with support from TAJ team members. TAJ anticipates that online transactions will continue to increase in the current financial year as a result of intense public education and awareness activities. And the Administrator General's Department, AGD, is set to complete the implementation of its Trust and Estate Management System, TEMS, by the end of this year. Finance and Planning Executive at the AGD, Patrick Wright, says TEMS will see significant improvement in the public's access to the services of the AGD. He adds that the software will streamline how the agency conducts business, including the administration and management of estates, bringing together information from a portfolio of some 6,000 case files to a database, which can be easily accessed from any location.
We've just started an office in the Montego Bay, and our customers could go into Montego Bay and access anything that they would normally access in Kingston. So the whole process of electronizing of our records will certainly enhance our overall efficiencies.
Mr. Wright was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Administrator General's Department manages the estate of persons who die leaving children under the age of 18 without making a will. This includes settling debts and distributing assets according to the law, as well as maintaining children from their entitlement. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.